Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Four juniors at Philadelphia's Science Leadership Academy were honored by C-SPAN for their winning videos in the annual Student Cam competition. That story from KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The conditions that we see in Kensington.
Out of more than 1,700 entries nationwide, this video about addiction in Kensington won SLA junior Ione Saunders a third-place prize. An honorable mention went to a video titled The Battle of Misinformation by three SLA students. Desmond Maggione said it's an issue facing the country.
With social media and all forms of the internet, it's very easy to fall prey to misinformation.
Jael Lapioter said the students interviewed a representative of factcheck.org.
He told us the story of a couple who were misinformed and told that the COVID vaccine was harmful.
And Naughty Romer Block said there is nuance involved.
I went in thinking misinformation was always totally wrong facts, but I learned it's often more facts that are slightly swayed to one side.
The videos can be seen at studentcam.org. A van driver for a Christian school in Bear, Delaware, is accused of raping a 14-year-old student multiple times over a 7-month period. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
Newcastle County police say 34-year-old Joseph Caceres of Bear, Delaware, was arrested on Sunday after a 14-year-old student of Red Lion Christian Academy contacted police saying she had a sexual relationship with the man. Officials say Caceres, a van driver for the academy, drove the girl from school regularly, visited her at home, and would take her to places where the alleged sexual assaults would occur. He's accused of raping the student between November of last year and May of this year. Caceres was charged with 5 felony counts of rape in the third degree.
Anyone with information related to this case is asked to contact the Newcastle County Police Department. Governor Phil Murphy has signed a bill making it illegal to incite a public brawl in New Jersey. The bill provides police with more tools to get a handle on large, unruly crowds of teens that ruin public events like last year's Gloucester Township Day Carnival. The event ended in fights. This year's event has been postponed and no new date has been set. And over Memorial Day weekend this year, there were huge crowds down the shore. The boardwalk in Seaside Heights was shut down in response to the chaos. Under the new bill, anyone caught organizing any flash mob or gatherings can face up to a year and a half in prison. An Atlantic County employee is charged with official misconduct and theft after allegedly using county fuel pumps to gas up trucks for his private business. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
As a supervisor of the Roads and Bridges Department for the Atlantic County Public Works, prosecutors say 47-year-old Joseph Ridley of Mays Landing had access to codes for diesel pumps and was having his employees fill up there. He's now facing official misconduct, theft, and conspiracy charges. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office says a county employee noticed a box truck was filling up at one of the pumps in Northfield, and the driver drove off when approached. A prosecutor's office team followed, and an investigation alleges this was not the first time. Investigators say Ridley provided an access code to multiple drivers at his company, Z5 Logistics, including Zakar Ridley, Jason Meredith, and Corey Smith. Each of them were arrested while filling up without authorization and were charged with theft by unlawful taking.
It's unclear how much fuel was allegedly stolen, and the investigation is ongoing. A Montgomery County state lawmaker is pushing a bill that would classify malicious AI deepfakes as digital forgery under existing Pennsylvania law. But she notes President Donald Trump is trying to forbid states from making any laws regulating artificial intelligence. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Montgomery County Republican Tracy Pennycook's bill would change Pennsylvania's existing fraud laws to include intentionally malicious AI deepfakes. It heads to the Senate floor after clearing the Judiciary Committee with bipartisan support. Pennycook says while artificial intelligence is a positive in many ways, intentionally misleading deepfakes, altered video images or audio, can easily make it appear someone said or did something they never actually did.
Under this bill, any person who creates a deepfake of a real individual and distributes it as a genuine article with the intent to defraud or injure would face legal penalties.
Pennycook was asked about a provision in what Donald Trump has called his Big Beautiful Bill, which would prohibit states from making any laws regulating artificial intelligence for 10 years.
We need to be able to prosecute those that are using AI nefariously against our citizens, and a 10-year moratorium does not allow us to do that. So I'm in complete agreement with you that it's got to come out.
Pennycook says Google has reached out offering to help with the legislation. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.